Kenton's Morning News with Pam Cook, Bill Morgan filling in for Pam on this Thursday. Happy to be joined by State Senator Kirk Schering. And Senator, I know you're somebody who's been an advocate, certainly, of getting sports betting legalized in the state of Ohio. Now it's done. Give us the details, if you would.
Well, Bill, we're finally We're finally going to have a sports gaming law in Ohio. The conference report on sports gaming was approved in the Senate by a 31-1 margin and in the House by a 72-12 margin. And now it goes to the governor to be signed into law. And he will sign it because he has stated publicly that he will sign it. Most notably, on an interview with Pam Cook, he said that a few months ago. So what the new law will do, it'll allow Ohio's casinos, racinos, and Ohio's 10 sports franchises to contract with an online mobile app provider like FanDuel and DraftKings. It also will allow for a brick-and-mortar sports book that can contract with an online mobile app provider to do sports gaming within their facility. And the Hall of Fame Village is someone that is very interested in that. Additionally, there's a provision that allows sports gaming lottery kiosks to be located in bars and restaurants and even some grocery stores that have a qualifying liquor permit. The key to that will be they have to have a qualifying liquor permit. So it's not going to be everywhere. It's not going to be everywhere where they sell lottery tickets. The bill states, because we're trying to do this, it will be under the regulatory authority of the Ohio Casino Control Commission. And we met with them last week, and they stated that they wanted to put in there a universal start date. So no one's going to get a head start. The kiosks won't start before the online mobile apps. The sports books won't start before the kiosks and so on and so forth. So everything is going to start at the same time. And we stated in the legislation that it will be no later. And I'm going to emphasize no later than January 1 of 2023. Doesn't mean it's going to have to wait that long. It just means that the Ohio Casino Control Commission will have to promulgate the rules that will give the regulatory guardrails around all this, and also design applications and all the other things they've got to do. And then they're going to have to process all that once the submittals are made. So they need time, but we're building a whole new industry. It's something, Bill, that will provide economic opportunities that will deliver economic benefit to the state of Ohio, and most importantly, it will have regulatory guardrails that ensure that when people use these new sports gaming opportunities, that it will be done correctly and legally.
Senator, having said all that, and you explained very clearly in terms of when it would have to get started, any idea on a time frame of if it would happen quicker, or that's way too far off to tell at this particular point in time?
I'm not going to get into that right now because that's all under the auspices of the Ohio Casino Control Commission. They feel pretty good that they'll be able to get it done sooner than January 1st of 2023. But again, it's going to require them to do their due diligence and to make sure all the regulations are in place. Again, this is a whole new industry. This is something that has to be built. And to do that and to have the proper regulations and the proper opportunity for submittals to be processed, it just is going to take some time. But the good news is we finally are going to have a sports gaming law in Ohio.
State Senator Kirk Schering on Kenton's Morning News with Pam Cook. And, Senator, we were mentioning earlier in the morning, you've been hard at work on this for quite some time. What were, I guess, maybe a key component or two that finally allowed you guys to get this passed in both Senates of the chamber?
Well, as I've been telling about Pam, I know a lot of people have been frustrated that we haven't been able to get this done. The Ohio Senate, back in June, I offered an amendment on the Senate floor that was inserted into House Bill 29, which is the pretense for this conference committee. That passed unanimously. There's a lot of good people who are wanting to be a part of sports gaming entities like casinos, racinos, sports franchises, retail locations, bars, restaurants. They all want to be a part of it, and it's like negotiating because they want a competitive edge. It's intensely competitive. So what I've been saying It's like we're trying to find a way when we were negotiating that everybody could be somewhat satisfied. But it's like trying to negotiate with the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Michigan Wolverines, the Boston Red Sox, and the New York Yankees. They all are intensely competitive and rivals, and therefore to try to find some common ground was difficult. But we did it. We finally got it done, and by a good margin in the General Assembly.
Senator, thanks for your hard work on that. And if I don't get a chance to talk to you before Christmas, I hope you and your family have a great, great holiday season.
Well, thank you, Bill. You do the same.